us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ our Lord. Sing, choirs of angels, sing in exaltation. Oh, sing all ye citizens of heaven above. Glory to God, glory in the highest. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ Lord. Hey, Lord, we greet thee on this happy morning. Jesus, to thee all glory give. Word from the Father, now and fresh appearing. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord.
Hundreds of years before Jesus' birth, God chose a barren woman named Hannah to give birth to a son who would become one of Israel's greatest prophets. But this was only a shadow of what was to come. Centuries later, God chose an unmarried woman named Mary to give birth to the Savior of the world. When Mary learned that she was expecting, she traveled to the hill country of Judah to visit her cousin, Elizabeth. Together they waited for the birth of one who would bring salvation to those living in the darkness of sin.
Then Hannah prayed and said, "My heart, rejoice in the Lord. In the Lord my horn is lifted high. My mouth boasts over my enemies, for I delight in your deliverance. There is no one holy like the Lord. There is no one beside you. There is no rock like our God. Do not keep talking so proudly, or let your mouth speak such arrogance. For the Lord is a God who knows, and by him deeds are weighted. The bows of warriors are broken, but those who stumble are armed with strength. Those who are full hire themselves out for food, but those who were hungry are hungry no more. She who was barren has borne 7 children, but she who has had many sons pines away. The Lord brings death and makes alive. He brings down to the grave and raises up. The Lord sends poverty and wealth. He humbles and he exalts. He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap. He seats them with princes and has them inherit a throne of honor. For the foundation of the earth are the Lord's. On them he has set the world. He will guard the feet of his faithful servant, but the wicked will be silenced in the place of darkness. It is not by strength that one prevails. Those who oppose the Lord will be broken. The Most High will thunder from heaven. The Lord will judge the end of the earth. He will give strength to his king and exalt the horn of his anointed."
At that time, Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea, where she entered Zechariah's home and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. In a loud voice, she exclaimed, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that the Lord will fulfill his promises to her." Mary's song. And Mary said, My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, just as he promised our ancestors. Mary stayed with Elizabeth for about 3 months and then returned home.
We will sing, Come Thou Expected Jesus, hymn number 124. If you could please rise as we sing.
Before Jesus was born, the prophet Isaiah promised that the Savior of the world would be born of a virgin. For hundreds of years, the people of Israel waited and wondered who it might be. In time, the angel of the Lord appeared to an unmarried teenage virgin named Mary, who lived in the small town of Nazareth. The angel told her that she was the one God had chosen to give birth to the child who would save the world from sin.
Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and will call him Emmanuel.
This is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law, and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus.
If you would please rise in body and spirit, we are going to sing hymn number 123, O Come, O Come, Emmanuel. Until
The town of Bethlehem was a small town of fewer than 1,000 people, whose only claim to fame was that Israel's great King David was born there. But once again, God chose the ordinary things of this world to carry out this plan of salvation. The prophet of Micah promised that one day a shepherd king, even greater than David, would come from Bethlehem and rule Israel. Around the time Jesus was born, the Roman government ordered a census for tax purposes. So young Mary and Joseph traveled to Joseph's hometown of Bethlehem. While they were in Bethlehem, Mary's labor began, and she gave birth to a baby boy.
But you, Bethlehem Ephratah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origin are from of old, from ancient times. Therefore, Israel will be abandoned until the time when she who is in labor bears a son, and the rest of his brothers return to join the Israelites. He will stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they will live securely, for then his greatness will reach to the end of the earth. And he will be our peace when the Assyrians invade our land and march through our fortress. We will raise against them 7 shepherds and 8 commanders.
In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them.
Hymn number 141, O Little Town of Bethlehem.
Above, while mortals sleep there.
proclaim the holy birth, and praise and sing to God the King, and peace to men on earth. How silent he, how silent he, the wondrous gift is given. So God in heart, so God in heart, the blessings of his hand. No ear may hear his calling, but in his hope I stand. Where he stands, where he sleeps still, the dear Christ sent us there. Oh, God of Bethlehem, descend and us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in, be born in us today.
When the people of Israel were falling away from God, God promised that one day a Savior would come to announce good news to those who had fallen away. And that's exactly what happened when Jesus was born. Angels appeared to a group of poor shepherds to announce the good news. The Savior of the world had been born.
Therefore, my people will know my name. Therefore, in that day, they will know that it is I who foretold it. Yes, it is I. How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news, who proclaim peace, who bring good tithing, who proclaim salvation, who say to Zion, your God reigns.
And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over the flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
Would you please stand as we sing hymn number 133, Hark the Herald the Angels Sing. Joyful all ye nations rise.
Jesus, our Emmanuel, all the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Hail the Lamb, O Prince of Peace, hail the Sun of Righteousness, light the life to all He brings, risen healing in His wings. But He lays His burden.
Jesus, the true King of the nations, had been born. Sometime after his birth, wise men came from far off to pay tribute to Jesus. These earthly kings followed a star, something that had been foretold hundreds of years earlier. When they arrived at Jesus' home, they bowed down and worshiped the one true King of the world. By doing so, these kings showed that they recognized the royalty, true royalty.
I see him, but not now. I behold him, but not near. A star will come out of Jacob. A scepter will rise out of Israel. He will crush the forehead of Moab, the skulls of the people of Seth. Edom will be conquered. Seir, his enemy, will be conquered. But Israel will grow strong. A ruler will come out of Jacob and destroy the survivors of the city.
After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route.
On the eve of our Christmas celebration, Jesus' birthday, we light the Christ candle. Jesus is born. Jesus has come. Jesus is our salvation. Here's a reading from Galatians. "But when the time had fully come, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under law. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you now for the light of the special star over 2,000 years ago that guided humble shepherds and learned wise men to the holy babe. Lead us now by the light of your love, that we also may follow you to the new life in him. In celebration of the birthday of our King and our Savior Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
If you could please stand in body or in spirit and join us as we sing hymn number 148, O Holy Night.
Holy Night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error burning, till he appeared and the soul felt it move. A thrill of hope and weary world rejoices, for a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, oh, hear the angels' voices, oh, night divine, oh, night when Christ was born.
His name. seated.
We come to this time in our service, again, giving thanks and looking back to again the Lord's ministry, being able to bless those who are in need, being able to bless the work that the Lord continues to do here in the city, here in our province, around the world. And our Christmas Eve offering is going to Gull Lake, and there it's going for campers to be able to go to camp that can't afford it, as well as their 100th anniversary of their ministry starting as Gull Lake, which is really exciting and a wonderful celebration, and as well as Kuros, which is a discipleship time that the camp will be putting on for, I think, 7 weeks that they'll be doing. And so there, we're going to be using our offering this evening to be able to bless their ministry. And so let's come together and pray. Our Heavenly Father, we come, and on this holy night that we have just been walking and journeying through your word, we see, Father, how you have given so much. And we are grateful on how, Lord, as we've looked past this past year and see, Father, how you've walked and carried, comforted, and even provided for our needs. So, Lord, we come and worship you with our tithes and our offerings. We give thanks and we ask, Father, as we give, that, Lord, you would just allow it to grow and be able to continue, Lord, your work at Gull Lake. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. It is wonderful seeing you all here, and it's a blessing to be able to continue to walk through this holy night and be able to again sing these wonderful songs that are just praising and giving thanks of our Lord Jesus Christ's birth. So walk with me this morning, or pardon me, this evening, as I talk about a holy night. Now, of course, for you moms, you'd probably agree that no baby is born on a silent night, especially in a stable. Anyone who has experienced the miraculous childbirth knows that it can be quite noisy involving a newborn. There's screaming, there's yelling, there's a lot going on when there's a birth of a child. But think for a moment, as much as where it's beautiful, as much as where it's sacred, it's definitely not quiet, by no means. But of course, giving birth in a stable adds another whole new audience. You have some animals, and they're probably giving their commentary before giving birth. Their commentary during, even afterwards, with some moos and some neighs and such. But it definitely is a chaotic scene as the birth of Jesus was happening. Of course, all this was happening and visiting hours hadn't even started yet. The shepherds hadn't come and the kings haven't come. No silent night, that holy night. But see, it's like any other night. It was an ordinary night, like a Monday, Tuesday, even a Saturday. Like the one you probably had last night.
A very simple, ordinary evening. It was an ordinary family. It was an ordinary town. Away, tucked away in an ordinary stable. Nothing extravagant. No big party. No big lights. No big extravaganza. But yet, it had a not so ordinary beginning to Joseph and Mary's marriage. Joseph was going to divorce Mary because Mary was with child and it was not his. It was not a not so ordinary journey. Days traveling across many miles to their hometown. And then there's nothing ordinary about the birth. Nothing ordinary about that night, and definitely nothing ordinary about that boy. One of the world's most endearing Christmas carols had a surpassing origin, or pardon me, a surprising origin. The song we just sang, O Holy Night. That's a song, as you sing it, will bring goosebumps. Now, I'm not a musician, and I don't know much about music, but I know that the range of the notes in that song lend themselves, again, to draw our emotions inward and upward. But more than the notes, more than the singers and even the lyrics, when we take time and we ponder the holy night, our hearts are bound to stop and skip a beat when we recall that evening of the Lord's birth. The central character of this origin was Placide Capello, a wine merchant and a mayor of Roquemaure of France. And so in 1947, to the surprise of the people in the town, the parish priest asked Capello to write a Christmas poem. Now, the only qualifications that he had at the time was that he loved writing poetry. The result was Canticu de Noël, O Holy Night. That same year, Capello's friend Adolf Charles Adam wrote accompaniment music for the carol. And of course, it debuted on Christmas Eve. The first response was positive. They took great pleasure in singing the song. But after Capello left the church, the carol was actually condemned when it was discovered that Adam was Jewish. The English version of Holy Night developed when American writer John Sullivan Dwight discovered it. And Dwight was moved by the carol's reminder that Jesus came to bring justice. And he said this, "Chains shall he break, for the slave is our brother. And in his name all oppression shall cease." O Holy Night became popular throughout the North during the American Civil War. And its popularity throughout the country grew even after the war. In 1906, it became the first song to be sent through the airwaves with radio waves. Since then, the carol has moved millions with its message of hope. The words say, "Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, a weary soul rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn." Pondering those very words and understanding the mystery of what they mean. God chose to become man. He chose to do that knowing that what laid ahead, it would be unpleasant for him. There would be rejection, betrayal, and finally, death. Death on a cross. Yet he chose to pour out his life because the world lay pining. God had such deep love and care that he wanted to reach out and send a gift, and that gift was his son. It yearned for a savior, this world of ours. And at the perfect time, the time that the prophet spoke of, a savior was born. I came to a conclusion that there's only one reaction that we can all have as we ponder on this holy night and think of that carol. Fall on your knees, the song goes. That's all that we can do. Fall before him in complete humility, bowing before him in absolute awe, and again, complete surrender. There's simply nothing we can do but respond and worship on this holy night. Through Jesus, each of us is offered a new and glorious morn. When we can have a peace that passes understanding, our sins that can be forgiven, and our guilt washed away, being made righteous in his sight. Whenever you sing this carol, remember that you owe to Jesus. Fall on your knees. Oh, hear the angels' voices. Oh, night divine, a night when Christ was born. O night, O holy night, O night divine. Let's pause for a moment and just ponder this holy night. Just bow your heads. Lord, let us praise you. Let us praise your holy name. Heavenly Father, when I think about the night of the Savior's birth, I truly stand amazed. What a glorious night, a holy night, a night divine. Again, long lay the world, Lord, in sin and pining. Your Son appeared, and we marvel at that grace and that unconditional love that you have extended to us. We thank you for this glorious gift. Amen. At this time, we'll have the ushers come, and we're going to light the candles that you've been given. Or actually, I think they're handing out the candles. Diane's just going to continue to play accompaniment while we hand the candles out and begin to light the candles. And then following, as we end off with the lighting of the candles, we will sing Silent Night. Go help them. Hand out the candles. Can you get some for the people on the stage?
Take it.
No, just go grab some for the people on the stage. We're gonna light from the Christ candle. We're gonna light them from the Christ candle. You can just leave it there. Yeah. A couple for the people on the stage. you can go and grab some for them. Three more. Just please dip your candle on top. Don't turn the candle sideways. No, dip it in.
Please rise in body or spirit. We are going to sing silently.
Outline of your service, I had a few sentences written. On our Christmas celebrations are anything but silent. Yet if we take time to retreat from the commotion, if we allow ourselves to consider the mystery of the incarnation, if we imagine what it would be like to join the shepherds at that manger, then perhaps we will hear in a new way the prophet's call to silence. The Lord is in his holy feeding trough. Let all earth be silent before him with awestruck wonder and humble worship. Our Heavenly Father, we come humbly with weak, broken, joyful spirits, Father, because as we ponder this Christmas season, and as we've come to this evening, this holy night, we come and give thanks. And may you bless us, Father. May you continue, as you have promised, to give us hope, peace, joy, and love. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Have a wonderful and glorious Christmas. Thanks, Chris.
Freaking computer kept freezing.
Which one?
This one.
Oh, did it?
I mean, you guys went back and choose a side.
You have to press the arrow.
Yeah.
No worries.
Okay. What? The CD music is still going.
Yeah, I know.
It's mute.
No, I can hear it. It's bigger.
Oh, my goodness. The amp.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. That's mine.
Don't blame me.
That's this. No, it shouldn't be. It's not on.